News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. You're home for community radio, 7:06 in the morning. Just today on March the 10th, and we're having a little music here as we jump into this. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join us in our chat pack. Give us a call and do all those things. What a great day. March the 10th, Monday. Another great 5 days. Linda is up in the mountains on a retreat with several of her girlfriends. And yeah, I know. And, what's that mean? Well, it means I have to sit around the house, watch the hunting shows, read magazines. Elk Killer and I will walk around, wander down the river trail.
Scratch freely,
yeah. You know, all those things. Anyway, good morning, Bad Bum.
And good morning. A beautiful sky this morning.
It is. You know what? I think and now with daylight savings time, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, but let's go to Josh Wiley, our Wells Fargo advisor. Josh, is it harder because we had to get up an hour earlier?
Well, my body hasn't adjusted yet, that's for sure. But markets have opened lower to start the week. Currently, the Dow's down 63 points at 16,388, while the Nasdaq's down 7 at 4,329, and the S&P 500's down 4 at 1,873. Oil's down $1.43 a barrel at $101.15, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.72%. Gold's down 40 cents at $1,337, while silver's down 4 pennies at $20.89 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, J.P. Morgan's down 7 pennies at $59.34, ExxonMobil's down 9 cents at $94.89, and Visa is down 12 cents at $225.44. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here on KCNR. And you know what? Josh is up at like 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning, calling back to Wall Street, checking with his contacts back there to make sure he's got the best advice to be able to give you. And that's what I mean. You know, whether it's retirement advice, whether it's what to do with investments, they're here to help. They're your neighbors. You can look them in the eye. Head on down to Park Marina Drive right here in Reading, or give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561, set up an appointment. I know that this week is going to probably be a really nice week.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to have rain at all?
Not during this week. Mostly sunny, a high near 66. Clear tonight, low around 46. As we head into the week, highs will be in the 70s. Actually pushing, nudging up towards that 80-degree mark, if you can believe that, after the last few days. By Saturday, we will see a high near 79. Currently in Reading, we are looking at 51 degrees. And this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793.
So if we can get up to 80 this week,
by next Saturday. Yes.
Wow. So
that's the current forecast.
Yeah. Have you checked and seen if it's coming in another storm front coming in the next week? Because we can still use another 11 inches of rain.
Oh, we could use
more rain. Check. Isn't it funny how we get all this rain and it really doesn't mean anything?
It
helps.
Yeah, because of the way, you know, the orographics work and all that, is that it's going to help Shasta, but not nearly enough. And as far as Central and Southern California, it doesn't help at all because they are dependent on snowpack, and there is none.
Well, that's true. And the, I think they've already rolled over the tickets at Mount Shasta, at Shasta Ski Park till next year. which kind of gives an indication. What do you think about this Malaysian airliner that just disappeared? You know, they're saying they're finding, here's the thing, they're finding people that were on that airline with stolen passports.
Yeah, that's,
and they had not checked the passports, but I wonder if that.
Now they find them.
Well, but I'm just wondering is if this is something that happens all the time that they sell stolen passports to a lot of people. They're not, you know, that, and then they use these passports to travel. They could be criminals. They could be, I don't know, they could be smugglers. Mm-hmm. They could be a number of different people. And, that are using passports like this, it doesn't mean that they're terrorists. On the other hand, the plane, they said, may have turned back and then just disappeared.
Everything. Barring something that took out the cockpit in one, you know, a mechanical failure that absolutely took out the cockpit, we're talking about a 777. I mean, this is a state-of-the-art aircraft. And for it to just suddenly go blip and be gone with no transponder squawk, no garbled message from the cabin. I mean, we're talking, if it was at its operating altitude of 35,000 feet, that takes a couple of minutes for it to come down from that, even if it was just, if the wings fell off and it fell. I mean, we're talking quite a time.
Yeah. So something cut off.
Yeah, it's a
something
catastrophic event. Yeah.
It was a catastrophic. Well, and when you hear catastrophic like that, it's usually, you'll hear is it might have something to do with an explosion or something like that.
But we're not saying
that at all. It's just that something that catastrophic that it cuts off everything.
Yeah,
it's strange.
In the famous words of the flight controller of the Columbia mission, obviously a major malfunction of some kind.
Well, you know what? You know, and of course, if you go back into some of these movies, they were taken.
Well, you know, at least the plane wasn't called Transoceanic.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, it's one of these things that if everything disappears,
yep,
and they never find anything.
What was that flight 702?
I don't know.
Yeah,
the one that flies.
Lost, yeah.
The lost flight. Anyway, but 232 souls there. And I think that there was an American company, but I don't know how many Americans were on the flight.
And the Chinese are understandably extremely upset. Apparently several of their national artists were aboard the aircraft.
A calligrapher, a world famous calligrapher was on that flight. Let's take a quick break, because when I come back, I want to talk about something, well, I tell you what, before we take a break, I want to thank a bunch of people here. We the People and Sovereign Minds had a fundraiser this weekend to promote conservative talk radio. It wasn't our fundraiser at KCNR because it just wasn't. It was their fundraiser. And it was a big success. They had, 280 people out. And you say, well, 280 people, that's not a lot. Well, yeah, it is, considering at the same time you had seven other events happening. On Friday night we had Anselmo's Winemaker's Dinner, and I can't say enough about that. If you've never gone to that, and you get a chance to do that, and the tickets sell out early, you need to try that out, because they pair wines with these great, great, foods that, John Stadelli, prepares. I mean, it was anything from quail to pheasant to lobster to, I mean, just all these were just, you know, and they're small. So you're not like getting a plate full of food each time, because there was nine of them, plus a sorbet and a dessert. Outstanding, outstanding. And then, of course, the Sundial Film Festival started on Saturday afternoon.
I'm sorry I missed that this year.
Well, it looked like that was a huge success too. And then, of course, like I said, We the People and Sovereign Minds, Congressman LaMoffa, Mark Baird, Sheriff John Lopey, a lot of people down there, and I see this spreading. I see it as a night of conservative talk, mm-hmm. where you can take over like do the cascade,
yeah.
and have 1,000 people there, because having like maybe a national voice come in, and then our locals mm-hmm. as a night.
I laugh at people who say there's nothing to do in this town.
Oh yeah, now let's just keep going, because Festa Italiana was going. And that was another big success. The thing was filled up. They have, you know, the Italian of the Year. They have comedians. They have dancing, music, and, you know, and just a great food from the Sons of Italy. But another, another place that had 400 people in it. And then you have, the U Prep auction. You have the Rotaries doing their bowling. Palacedro had something going on out there. I mean, this whole, weekend was just filled with things. You couldn't even pick up, you couldn't pick enough to do.
Yeah.
And in between the other spots. So it, there was a lot to do. A big shout out to everybody.
Well, we're into it now. Every weekend between now and, you know, the holiday season, there is something going on.
Yeah.
Every weekend.
Every weekend. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on retreat with her girlfriends up in, up past Mount Shasta up there in, the Tinnett area. So they're, I know they're having a good time, or they're on their way up, they're going to have a good time. We've got today, we've got, Debbie Sprague, who wrote, Stranger in My Bed, and the, and we also have, George Irgin in here bringing in, a young lady and for a great fundraiser here that we want to talk about. A lot of things we're going to do. When we come back, we're going to talk about what Arnold and the Democrats have done to us and what impact that's going to have on your life in 1 year. And I mean a severe impact. Like things, you know, I say severe impact. You go, Carl, you say that all the time. Well, trust me. When I say that, it's because it will. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This is Maria Orozco, the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino would like to thank everyone who attended a comic book year to remember 2014. We would like to thank the Keyhole Mystery Theater and Front and Center Dance Studio for their wonderful entertainment. It always brings us joy to recognize the amazing organizations we partner with. It's because of organizations like you that our area is a true community. The Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino would also like to thank all our sponsors for their support.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. The time is 7:19 in the morning. Our phone line's here 605-4567. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's your place for great coffee, espresso, latte, you name it, they have it at Espresso Joe's. And every other coffee you can imagine there. And walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town. Tobacco and Brew, where veterans always get discounts. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Part of what happened at Festa Italiana is they had a comedian, and he's a policeman out of Oakland. And the jokes he told about the Oakland Raiders were just hilarious. How can you tell it's an Oakland Raider? He's armed.
That's been true since firemen, the days of John Matuszak.
And firemen, a fireman. In fact, they said the Oakland Raiders can no longer have huddles anymore because the parole said you can only have three felons meeting at one time. I mean, he went on and on. People were just rolling. Of course, you know, people around here are 49er fans. Anyway, but then he talked about, differences between men and women and all these things.
And
guys that you need to keep a diary so that you can pull something up 5 years ago and say, no, on that day, I apologize. I said, I'm sorry. It was my fault and I'm a jerk. This went on and about how women sleep a lot. You know, men sleep with one weight. We put the covers on and one of our legs is out.
Yeah.
Well, it's true. You know, when he said it, all the guys looked at each other and went, oh gosh, I guess we do that.
Thought I was the only one who did that.
Now, yeah. But he said there's two rules in police work. And one is, the first rule was people are stupid. Not all people, I think, but people, maybe the people they deal with. The other is that stuff settles itself. Now, he didn't use the word stuff, but it was, you can imagine. And then as the show was over, I was sitting with a California Highway Patrolman, and Andy says to me, he says, you know, he's giving away all of our secrets here. He says, because that's what we say, is that it settles itself. That a lot of times you don't have to get into it, it'll settle itself. He said, and a good example of that is, you know, AB 109 released all these felons, right? Mm-hmm. All these 30,000 felons, and they're getting ready to release more. And what's happened? The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said everybody can have a concealed weapon. See? It settles itself.
Yeah.
Got felons on this side and law-abiding citizens carrying guns on this side. You know what? It settles itself.
The armed, polite society.
Now, do you think Putin really cares that Obama says that you've been a bad boy? I mean, do you really think that? Now, okay, you know, we laugh about it. Here's Putin riding a grizzly, right? They got him riding a grizzly. And Obama riding a unicorn. Okay, maybe they did. Maybe they did do the face or the photoshopping there. But the deal though is this, is that Putin keeps putting more people in there. He is saying is that Crimea wants to come back to England or come back to Russia. What's wrong with that? And meanwhile, the United States, you know what we do? We cancel visas for Israel. Wait a minute.
How's that work?
How's that working for you there? Here you've got Putin there saying, we're going to do this to you. And Putin turns to Europe and says, I'm going to cut off your natural gas. He said it. He said, what happens if your natural gas gets cut off? Europe then has this puckering of a part of their body who then turns to America and says, America, you've got to pump more gas and give it to us. Now, frankly, I think that this is, you know, we've got our, you know, again, our foreign policy, which is non-existent, our foreign policy, a good example of our foreign policy is the Arab Spring, the Fast and Furious in Benghazi. That's our foreign policy, you know, so I don't understand what our foreign policy is, or even if we have one.
Our foreign policy seems to consist of giving money to people who promptly turn around and try to kill us.
Well, and we've done that for years, but this one is even worse. Now that Putin's in the Crimea, and then they've got all these Russian flags when they're having a big rally for Crimea wants to go back to Russia. They say, you know what? We're not part of this other place. So what are you going to do? But as far as pumping gas and shipping it there, you think, oh, that's a good idea, except for one thing. And that is,
Well, if you're going to transport it, it's going to be on container ships in a liquefied state, which is basically one big floating bomb. Yeah. It's not like a pipeline.
You know, that's, you know, I doubt if anything would happen that way, you know, if they did that. But let's talk about, as long as we're talking about pumping gas, let's talk about what Arnold Schwarzenegger and our Democratic friends have done to us. Do you remember this, you know, the cap and trade and all this green thing? That's why we're paying so much for electricity because it has to be, what, 30% by the year 2020. You've got to get 30% of your energy through renewable assets, right?
Which hydro doesn't count.
Right. And hydro doesn't count. So, and they'll fight you tooth and nail if you're going to do, biomass.
Yeah.
Well, get this. Starting next year, cap and trade comes into the fossil fuels. And you know what that means, Bad Bob? And if you haven't watched, seen this, if you haven't heard it, here it comes.
$6 gas?
15 cents a gallon, at least a raise. A 15 cents a gallon, per gallon, and it may spike more in many places. It may spike up 25 cents a gallon. So now the gas you're paying, the highest prices ever for gas right now under our friend Obama. And do you see anybody say anything about it? No. If it was Bush, they'd be at Bush at a dollar cheaper. They were chewing on him saying, you've obviously are owned by the oil companies. But no, not Obama, because maybe what they figure, well, he's not smart enough to be owned by the oil companies. I don't know. The point is that it's gone up a dollar at least. And then now California, God bless them, are going to spike it another 15 cents. Now, the Senate leader, temporary, I think, isn't the other Senate leader in jail or something like that? Wasn't he, they've lost two senators.
I lose track of my scoundrels.
They've lost a couple of senators for being investigated, but yet we're still paying them. You know, they've had to step down, but we're still paying these guys. So they no longer have the super majority anymore because, you know, we're going to jail, or they're being investigated. I'm sorry. They've been investigated. Anyway, so what they're saying now is, why not just a carbon tax of 15 cents per gallon to begin with?
Yeah, for openers.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Look. Let's think about this. CARB, which is putting our truck companies out of business.
Except about really
here's a bunch of good ideas we've heard from our groups down there. CARB, AB 109, how's that working for you? Oh, just because the crime rate throughout the state has risen. And then, oh, get this, the state is blaming the counties on making it worse because they say they're fighting back. They've got a bad attitude and they're sending people back to jail for longer sentences. They're hitting them with the second strike. And that way they have to go back to jail longer. So the state's saying, well, you counties are pushing people back to the jails and you shouldn't do that. You should just keep those felons. Even though that they've been, you put them in jail for 10 years and they can't stay in jail for 10 years and you'll be sued and all this, you know, I mean, talk about a bunch of whinies. Anyway, but let's go on to this. Besides AB 109, highest taxes in the country. Yes, highest taxes in the country. Worst place to start a business. People leaving here like crazy, and it's the middle class leaving, and it's not the ones coming in and that are in the drinking out of the trough of entitlements. These are people that have got jobs. These are businesses moving out of the state. And what do we get? We get a raise of 15 cents a gallon on our fuels. And it's all the fuels. How about that? Isn't that a great idea? A carbon tax. Just when you see, okay, here's the editorial in the paper, which I don't know who wrote it, but they're saying, well, things are getting a little bit better. You know, maybe we finally have seen it. Well, let me tell you something. About the time it starts coming, boom, 15 cents a gallon. Pass that down to all your consumers. Boom, everything, trucks, heating, electricity, everything. Boom, another 15 cents. Yes. Welcome to California. Welcome to the state that will continue to pick your pockets and give the money to people that are meth heads, illegals, people that have just don't look for jobs, don't want jobs, high speed trains to nowhere. And now next year, a minimum A minimum, okay, just think, a minimum of 12 cents a gallon. Spiking up, you know, all of it in the double digits, maybe the high double digits, or accepting, oh, you know what, let's just accept that 15 cents a gallon carb tax. We'll be right back.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks. Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Even in the cold weather months, we have to keep our bodies hydrated properly every day. It is also important to keep our bodies in an alkali state. The Good Water Store at 2425 Athens Avenue next to the Classic Cafe is your source for alkaline water, the best way to achieve both of these goals. Most of the common foods we eat are acidic, and the best way to balance ourselves is through our water. Please stop by the Good Water Store at 2425 Athens and learn about all the benefits of alkaline water. The Good Water Store is open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Join me, Dan Fagan, for your afternoon drive home.
I've been listening since you started. I like listening to you, and I just wanted to know that. And there are a lot of us listening. I think it's a very good thing that you're positive. I want to hear positive in the world today because you hear too much negative.
Why automatically assume the worst will happen? What does it cost you to believe the best? There's no cost there.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. on KCNR.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabaugh. Linda's on a retreat this morning, tomorrow, maybe the next day. 605-4567. The time is 7:33 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, our friends down there. If you're looking for a new previously owned car, truck, or SUV, look no further than Redding Crown Motors, your Ford, Dodge, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Why go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue to find that car you want? Not only that, their service department is outstanding. Give them a call at 223-2177. Redding Crown Motors. Great people down there. Our, let's go to the phones real quick. Jay.
Good morning, Carl. How are you, buddy?
You're I'm fine. I can hear you now.
when it comes to the constantly making life miserable to live here and try to make a living in California, I think that's just one more nail in the coffin for California because it's just pushing everybody closer and closer to splitting off into different states. So, it stinks, but at least it's pushing us towards something better.
I think so. You know what? You know, we've got to have some kind of representation. This is crazy. You're killing us. They've got, and usually it's, those guys down there, they're making $100,000 plus a year. And just, we can pass these bills. Yeah, we don't know what it means. It kind of reminds me of that movie, which was the one about the, when they were the sheriff going to the African-American sheriff going, Blazing Saddles. Blazing Saddles. It reminds me of the governor and his cronies.
Governor LePetame.
Yeah. Governor and his cronies up there going, whoa, it's good being governor. Okay. Thanks a lot, Jay.
Mel Brooks.
Take care.
Yeah. Okay. That's the problem. Sacramento is like a Mel Brooks movie.
More truth than I care
now,
to think about.
Speaking of something, though, that's cool, is we've got Sandy Hope.
Harp.
Well, Hope. I'm reading Hope here.
It is Hope.
A story of hope. It's Sandy Harp. And George Ireton is with us today. And this is a story of hope. And Sandy, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, the Trina Project is what we're working on with George. And it is for helping Trina, who's my youngest daughter. She's 25 and at age 21 suffered massive seizures from anorexia, a long-term battle with anorexia. And I think a lot of people don't realize that that can happen from one starving themselves, but it can. And so we do try to educate people about that and try to help who we can. But our story is just that, you know, right now, obviously, we just love on her every day. And we have hope now just because the community's come around to love on us and help us with handicapping her bathroom and an area to care for her. And George kind of headed that up, and it's been really rolling along.
Well, what you're looking for right now is a way that you can have a the bathroom made so that you can take care of her. So
absolutely.
It's much easier.
Absolutely.
And but this is a it has you need a vehicle with a lift and additional medical apparatus to assist with her daily care. So how much money are we trying to raise here? Or is that's not too crass, is it, George?
No, not at all.
To say this is how much we need people.
Let me give you a little bit of the history about this. I met Sandy 10 years ago or better in business here, and she was really active in Shasta County. And I saw her again at an event in December, and she had all this need that I never knew about, and sort of woke us up to the fact of Trina Lee and what they were trying to accomplish. They had plans from the city of Reading that were already approved for this. I'm going to call it an extreme bathroom makeover. You've seen Extreme Makeover on TV where they do the whole house. Well, this isn't the whole house, but it's just the bathroom. Well, the real problem was that Sandy and her husband Steve are so very busy just trying to care for this girl 24/7. They didn't have time to progress the whole idea. So after meeting her, I soaked it in for a while, and then during the Christmas holidays, I was listening to the radio like everybody else, and I heard Karen Carpenter singing a Christmas song.
Oh, yeah.
And if you recall, Karen Carpenter is the one who died of complications as a result of anorexia. And so that kind of set me in motion. You know, I've heard it said that a leader is someone, a cat who sets his tail on fire and runs down the street just because he knows everybody will follow him just to watch him burn. And that's kind of what I did. I just set my tail on fire, and I said, Sandy, what's the need here? And she said, well, we need volunteers and materials and $10,000. And
okay.
I said, whoa.
Well, I'm sure they can get volunteers.
Yeah, now we've learned it's double that, but we're going to get there. We're going to get there. It's been started, and the cement foundation has been poured, and it's kind of...
And this is for the bathroom.
It's a bath, handicapping a bathroom. There's going to be her hospital bed there and a medical closet. So it's an area, call it, a handicapped area.
All right. And then so the... can you get some help from, I mean...
So far, we've had the community really coming in. We just need more people.
Has the
to
government come in to help at all? Have you, no.
She's on Medi-Cal. She doesn't qualify. Okay. We don't qualify.
See, all this happened after age 18, so there isn't that flow of benefit.
Right. And Katrina, her condition is considered non-cognitive. She can't speak. She's on a feeding tube. She's just like a 6-month-old baby in a 5'5" body, very beautiful. A girl, and you know, it just requires a lot of care, and we're just very thankful that the community has come forth. It's been awesome.
Well, this is how we can do this. We are, you know, Reading is famous for our ability to raise money by using guns. I raised it. Well, I raised it for One Safe Place by raffling off one of my guns during the great dance-off when I was in Dancing with the Stars.
And you were wonderful.
You might think that I was, you know, I found the right dance for me.
Yeah.
I didn't look like a dancing bear. So this is how you can do it. These are tickets are $10 each. The drawing is going to be in April, but or sooner. There's only going to be only 1,000 tickets to be sold at $10 each. And the first prize, two first prizes, I assume. Oh, so, I'm sorry. First prize is a magnificent A400 Explorer Unico 12-gauge semi-auto 26-inch barrel Beretta.
It's a thing of beauty.
This thing is, now, I've fired these before, and this comes out of John Bastiani. This is one of John Bastiani, uses this a lot too. And the whole thing is that you can shoot a box up, or you can shoot 100 rounds through this thing. And the way the buffer system is, it doesn't hurt your shoulder.
Right.
You can shoot all day long. This is a magnificent weapon, a magnificent firearm, I should say. The second prize is a 100% American-made Ruger American rifle donated by Old West. And you can choose from any of 7 calibers offered. So, in this, and another great rifle here with an adjustable trigger. And all this goes to help, out the, Katrina Lay, Special Needs Trust. And all of it is, of course, tax deductible.
The Reading Gun Club really got behind me in all this. They're selling tickets out there across the counter at the Reading Gun Club. John Bastiani put a big red piece of tape on this shotgun. It's sitting on the wall over there if you want to go check that out. And, of course, go to Old West to look at the Ruger. There's some really great things that have happened here. There are people that are getting involved. Tim Scarborough at the Chamber. Barbara Harrison, Mike Ferrier, Reading Breakfast Lions. So they had that gun show.
Yeah, yeah.
And we literally sold a raffle ticket every 6 minutes. We didn't really have time to discuss the whole story with them. We were moving fast. It was like, show them the sign and show me the money. It's the way it happened. So people do really get behind people on this.
Well, I tell you what, we'll push this one too. And, George is here. So if you want to get tickets here at KCNR, just get a hold of George at 605-4565. Say, George, I want some of those tickets. I want to win that shotgun. I want to win that rifle. Do you have tickets?
I got Buku tickets and I'll bring them out if they, you know, pick up 100. I'll bring them right to you.
Well, yeah. Let me just, you know, we'll finish this off early.
Yeah.
Anybody that wants to donate here is welcome and welcome because you're giving out a lot of love to your daughter.
Absolutely. And also, if someone wants to know more details about Trina's story, they can go to www.trinaleigh.com.
It's a terrible battle. It's a terrible battle.
Well, this happened on June 3rd of 2010. And, you know, prior to that, we were just a normal family where we both worked and Trina was going to have her life, you know.
Was she living someplace else?
She was at the time. And, we had just brought her home. So she'd been home to Reading about a month when this occurred. And we actually thought she was doing a little better because she was eating in front of us. But she had become bulimic and we didn't know it. So she was going and, you know, purging all of her food. But we thought she was doing better and then the massive seizures occurred.
Wow. It's, you know what, it's a type of thing that, when it happens, it's there's nothing there's very little you can do, I guess, except tie him to a bed and force feed him. That would be the only thing I could think of. I mean, unless, yes sir, what?
I just wanted to get this in that it's really great to see forward progress on the project. John Catterin, Catterin Constructions over there did framing the other day when it was 72 degrees on Saturday. And he'll be out there to do some more. Plumber's been involved. Mark, what's the guy who did the concrete?
Mark Darnell and Paul West both work for Caltrans, and they did it as a volunteer. They poured the cement. J.F. Shea donated the cement, the materials.
So it's really moving forward right now.
So if we have any of our friends out there, and we've got a lot of friends in the construction business, if you want to volunteer some time here, some work, this is a good time to do it.
It'd be greatly appreciated.
And again, call, who do you call? Give me a phone number.
410-6340.
If you can't remember that, call the station here. We'll get you in touch with the right people. Here's a chance maybe to put up, if you're doing the framing or if you've got concrete poured and the other things. So this is a good way to help. You know, you really can help this family take care of their daughter.
You really can't do a raffle online, but you can promote one at rafflerules.com. You can download a form, send it in. I'll mail you your raffle tickets. That's a great way to get them too.
Okay. All right.
Trina's website has all that. It has a raffle icon. Mm-hmm. It has everything. And
Trina
my
Lee.
Cell phone. Yeah.
Okay. Story of Hope.
Trina Lee.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Andy, for coming
thank
by
you.
And George. And
thank you.
Let's see if we can help. We'll just keep pushing on this one.
Right on.
All right.
Hey,
thanks
thank
a lot.
You.
Hey, we'll be
God
right
bless.
Back with You Prep right after these messages.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening, forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, well, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at RiddingCCW.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Lorraine was an avid hiker until a tumble led to a painful compression fracture in her back. Her doctor sent her to MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center to undergo kyphoplasty. The minimally invasive procedure took less than an afternoon, and Lorraine felt immediate relief from the pain. She was back on the trail a month later, leading the way up the mountain. MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center offers the latest surgical advancements to keep you a step ahead.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on a retreat. Well, she is with her girlfriend. Time is 7:47 in the morning, 605-4567, 50 degrees out there. And what's the weather look like, Bad Bomb?
No rain in sight rest of the week. High today will be about 68. Clear tonight, low 46. By the weekend, it'll be pushing the 80-degree mark. Currently in Reading, 51 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Our customers are warm friends.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's going to get warm, so it's time to call them. You know, they've been in the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Martin and his people are out there to help you. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. I'm here surrounded by UPrep.
Yes, good morning.
I'm surrounded by UPrep who are here to tell me all about a play, and Romney Clements is the director of this. Good morning, Romney.
Good morning.
You're here with Natalie and Megan and David.
Yes.
I'll give their last names as we go around because they're famous. Tell us about the play.
Well, we are currently in rehearsal for Arsenic and Old Lace. We open this Thursday night, so this is the beginning of our tech week. We run Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights at 7 o'clock, Sunday at 2 o'clock, and I actually put an extra performance next Saturday, the 22nd, for our understudies, so they get a chance to perform as well. And it's at UPrep in room 210 upstairs, the small theater.
Oh, the small theater up there. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk to everybody here. Let's start with Natalie. Hello, Natalie.
Hey, good morning.
I know Natalie.
Oh.
I've known you for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, just about.
Uh-huh. And because I knew you through your mother.
Uh-huh.
And right. This is Natalie Livosi. And her mother is probably the premier harpist in the state, if not all of the Northwest. I'll just say the world.
Oh, well, thank you.
Because that's what I believe. Okay. But you obviously get your great, great talent.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
As part of my talent. Your talent.
Quite.
So tell us what you do in the play, Arsenic and Old Lace.
I play Martha, and Martha is Abby's sister. They are the two aunts who help murder old men.
It's one of our charities.
It's a comedy. Yes.
And murder old men. What's your definition of old?
Well, obviously not you because you're very young. Preferably okay. Alone, you know.
Okay, so the story is about, tell me about the story here. It's about, here, push that down so both of you can talk.
Okay, all right.
So this is kind of like, it's a story of two older ladies?
Two old women who lived yes. together were right. sisters, Abby and Martha.
Uh-huh.
And we do lots of charities and work in the community. Everybody loves us. We're the sweet old ladies. But what we consider to be one of our charities is that we have kind of a boarding house. We let people come and stay at our house, but if there's a lonely old man and all of his family's dead, we feel kind of bad for him.
Yeah,
like he's got nobody else in life. So we think it's best if we poison them and they die because that's better than being
so is this kind of, is this kind of like, would you say that
was, only it's funny, yeah.
Except it's and this is a comedy, by the way, my friends, and it is, Arsenic and Old Lace. So as you see an older person that you kind of just want to like help on to the other side. So are you all part of Obamacare? Okay, I had to let it go. Okay, I'm sorry. Alright, and then we come to, dun 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 dun, David McCallum, who is, Not the old guy. What part do you play, David?
I play Mortimer Brewster, the,
With a name like that, you're not old?
No, not quite old. He's the more reserved character. Everyone in the play is somehow outrageous. The aunts are kind old ladies who bump off old people. The uncle, the other nephew is a mass murderer, and he has a partner who changes his face so he can jump around the states and, kill people and evade the police. So here comes this completely normal character, and the entire plot happens around him, and where most of the humor comes from is this completely normal person bouncing off these incredibly outrageous people.
Yeah. Ironically, no one actually, you don't see anyone die.
you see some dead bodies, though.
That's not the same thing, though. That's different.
Yeah. No, because, you know, this was, and now this was originally made, Arsenic and Old Lace was, who starred in this? I mean, this was
Cary Grant.
And who else? Have you all seen the movie?
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Get in close here. Get in close when you're talking. Y'all
Mortimer
lean
Brewster
in.
Mortimer Brewster played Jonathan, and the joke was that, you know, the actor was Mortimer Brewster.
No, not Mortimer.
Boris Karloff. Played Jonathan.
And everyone in the show says, oh my goodness, you're so horrible looking. You look like Boris Karloff. But that was the joke in the movie, is that he actually was Boris Karloff. So.
Okay. So how long have y'all been working on this here, Romney?
We had auditions right before our winter break, and we started rehearsals, right when we got back. So the beginning of January.
Okay. And now when's it going to happen?
Well, we open this Thursday night, 7 o'clock, tickets are available at the door. They're $10, and they include refreshments for both and intermissions, because it's a three-act play. And we run Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, 7 o'clock, and Sunday at 2 in the afternoon.
You know, you all have a – you know what? UPREP has a tremendous theater department.
Yeah, it's good, I think. I think we've done well in the last 10 years, and we've built a strong department.
You had musicals. You did, with Phantom of the Opera.
No, that was Shasta.
Oh, come on.
Well, no, I'm thinking around, but I thought I was over there in your.
Well, all of the high schools perform at that, in that theater. Well, because that's the district theater.
Darn.
Yeah. No, we did Bye Bye Birdie.
Oh. Okay.
Yes.
We had y'all in here for that.
Yes.
Well, that was great.
Yes.
You know what? It's the fact is that UPREP is at a level, and I can say this. I mean, it's not that other schools aren't really good, and we really appreciate them, but you all are at a level, academically, and a lot of things that you do are just outstanding.
Everybody works very hard, the students mostly. But yeah, we strive for excellence.
And we have great directors.
Oh, thanks, David.
He's now, the best.
How many people in the
They're
in this
well
play?
Trained.
How many people in the play? How many actors are in the play?
13.
Now, do you start them when are they allowed to be in the plays?
Well, I allow them to start auditioning for the plays in eighth grade. Because, you know, we are 6 through 12 school. And I think actually Megan's the only eighth grader who has been cast so far. Most of them start when they're in high school. And then in the musicals, they can start auditioning when they're in sixth grade. And I think both of you.
Yeah. We both started in sixth
grade. So you're in eighth grade, Megan?
No, I'm a senior. Okay. But my first play that I was cast in, I was an eighth grader.
I was going to say, eighth graders are more mature than I remember.
Very well-spoken eighth graders.
That's right. Okay, well, it sounds like you have a good time, and is there a phone number?
Well, you can call the school. The number is 245-2790, but we usually do most of our ticket sales for the play at the door, in the small theater upstairs.
There's food.
Yep, there's
food. Two intermissions.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this sounds like a good time.
Thank you. It is.
I really appreciate y'all coming by today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Early like this. And, there's other places that, I mean, we so much encourage this. Linda loves this because you watch young people that are just throw themselves into art. And I'm a firm believer that we need to keep our music and our arts in our schools.
Oh, definitely.
Because not everybody is a math genius.
And not everybody is an athlete.
And not everybody can their fingers turn into wrenches when they get into cars. We need the art. And the art is also a way of expressing yourself. And some people may have trouble expressing themselves in other ways. Not only that, but everybody knows that actors and actresses are all kind of something wrong with you anyway.
Definitely.
And it gives you a way to release. It's kind of like being on the radio.
I mean, we're doing a play about murdering people, so.
Yeah, you know, I'm just a little bit concerned about that, but that's okay. I have Bad Bob here as my backup. Okay, David.
Yeah, I can just, you know, relax and be someone else and be completely normal for a change. So.
Well, that's it. You know, does that feel good? We only got like a minute. Does it feel good to be somebody else, Natalie?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially this year because I'm playing an old lady. Actually, I get cast as an old lady a lot, but it's so much fun and it's definitely different.
Yeah, it's really fun. This is actually the first old lady I've ever played, and this is my last play ever, which I think is a good way to go out.
Oh, I don't think it'll be your last play ever, Megan.
We'll bring you back, Megan.
UPREP, 7 years.
Where are you going to?
I'm hoping to go to UCLA. I got into Berkeley, but I'm not sure yet.
Berkeley's her backup plan.
I don't think she has a chance, ladies and gentlemen.
Berkeley? Okay.
Yeah.
You seem so well-balanced.
Yeah.
But, you know, Berkeley has a lot. You know, people are surprised Berkeley has a number of different parts to them here. Are you going there because of the arts or for something else?
Not the arts. But I don't know if I'm going there yet. Hopefully I'll go to UCLA and maybe do some acting there.
Good. All right. Okay, Natalie and Megan and David, thanks for stopping by today. And, of course, Romney, all the time.
Thank you so much for having us.
I think it's going to be a great play. I think you're going to have a good time. And, you know, great, great actors and actresses that you have here.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hey, we've got when we come back, Debbie Sprague's with us. Stranger in My Bed, talking about post-traumatic stress disorder. And since she has written a book, what's happened since then, and the great honors that she has received this year. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. The time is 8 o'clock. Our phone line 605-4567. The temperature, 51 degrees.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. It looked as though it might have been a life raft or some other piece of debris, but when rescue craft searching for a missing Malaysia Airlines jet reached the area in the South China Sea, the object turned out to be nothing more than some floating trash. Former NTSB investigator Doug Feith, meanwhile, telling NBC's Today Show there's been no sign of debris from the downed jetliner.
This airplane at 35,000 feet and 500 miles an hour, if it did steer off course, if it went west, it could be over land. If it went in reverse course, like the radar data indicates, it could be down near Thailand and places like that.
No trace of the Beijing-bound jet carrying 239 people, including three Americans, has been found since it disappeared over the weekend. Also at SRNnews.com, Russia's foreign ministry is denouncing alleged lawlessness by far-right activists in eastern Ukraine. The statement also says that Ukraine is blocking Russian citizens from entering the country. Former Vice President Dick Cheney telling CBS's Face the Nation yesterday that the U.S. needs to show a strong hand in response to developments in Ukraine.
Offer up equipment and training to the Ukrainian military. Take steps that will guarantee and convey the notion, especially to our friends in Europe, that we keep our commitments. So far, that's in doubt.
On Capitol Hill, the House will continue to hammer away this week at a number of hot button issues, as Wally Hines reports.
Including another swipe at the health care law, just weeks before most Americans will be required by law to have health insurance. House Republicans are expected to link a multi-year delay in the individual mandate to what's called the Doc Fix Bill. That's a bipartisan measure to prevent cuts in Medicare payments to doctors. Coupling the two issues is designed to hike pressure on Democrats to vote for it.
That's SRN's Wally Hines, and this is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Attorney General Eric Holder is calling the increase in heroin-related deaths an urgent public health crisis and says first responders should carry with them drugs to reverse the effects of an overdose.
Holder says addiction to opiates and heroin is affecting Americans in all states and from every background and walk of life. And the attorney general says the number of heroin overdose deaths increased 45% from 2006 to 2010. He says federal law enforcement is working to address the problem, but more work is needed on education, prevention, and treatment.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. The U.S. Supreme Court is rejecting an appeal from a Pennsylvania school district in a case involving breast cancer awareness bracelets worn by some students. The school district banned the bracelets outright, saying that the way that they were portraying their message was lewd. But a federal appeals court sided with the two students who sued the district on the basis of their free speech rights. This is SRN News. The Senate set to vote today on a bill designed to crack down on military sexual assaults. More from SRN's Linda Canyon.
Senator Claire McCaskill is the sponsor of the bill that expands several reforms contained in the 2014 National Defense Authorization Act.
We have now got a laundry list of things that are going to protect victims, that are going to bring perpetrators to justice, that are going to hold commanders accountable.
A procedural vote cast by senators last week was unanimously in favor of the bill, making it fairly certain that the final bill will pass by a wide margin today. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
A car crash in Los Angeles yesterday, just the start of the trouble for the two drivers. One of the cars slammed into a tree, disturbing a beehive. One of the drivers jumped into a backyard swimming pool to escape the bees. The other, a 17-year-old girl, fell to the street and was covered with bees. Both drivers had to be hospitalized. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on a retreat up in the mountains here. The time is 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. And we have Josh Wiley on the line from Wells Fargo. He is our Wells Fargo advisor. How is it on a Monday, Josh?
Well, markets are lower this morning after disappointing export data out of China. Currently, the Dow's down 108 points at 16,344, while the Nasdaq's down 25 at 4,311, and the S&P 500's down 10 at 1,868. Oil's down $1.33 a barrel at $101.25, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.71%. Gold's up $4 this morning at $1,342, while silver's down a penny at $20.93 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Big Blue's down $1.60 at $186.08. Walmart's down half a buck at $74.07, and Microsoft's down 8 pennies at $37.82. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708, 808, 908 in the morning to give us the latest about what's happening on Wall Street. They're up at 4:30 in the morning to find out, calling back. And so to help you with investments, help you with your retirement planning, these are people living here in town that are dedicated to helping you with your investments. Give them a call at 243-7561 and then stop on by their offices at Park Marina Drive. Sit there face to face and figure out what the best, what your best path is to financial happiness. Wells Fargo Advisors. Let's go to Terry. Terry, good morning. It's Monday.
It is Monday.
Great times.
How are you and Bob doing this morning?
Great time Saturday.
Yeah, it really was. Very, very good. We're really happy with the results. It was good, and it'll keep us hopefully funded for a year for our radio programs. So we're excited about that.
Well, I think it will, and it also will give you some extra funds, I believe, there, so we can, you know, you can pull in some, maybe some guests and all that, but,
I don't know if we have quite that much, but hopefully.
Next year. I tell you what, this is growing every year, and I think next year is going to be, it'll burst its seams next year.
I think so too. The conservative radio is so important, and it really is important that people are able to get their voice out, period.
I think community radio is the secret. And I think that this is, you know, a business model that should be spreading through the country, because it's surprising how many people really identify with the thoughts that happened this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And what was said this weekend. And with that in mind, you've got your meeting tonight.
We do at the Tea Party tonight at Destiny Fellowship Church at 2570, Bonneview Road. We will be having Tim Pappas, who is the assistant public defender, also is a constitutional attorney. And Tim will be talking about the grand jury, which I know is near and dear to your heart, girl. So I think it's going to be very, very good. We all want to learn about the grand jury, understand exactly what the functions are. You had a program, I think it was last week, with the fella in from there. It was very interesting.
Well, I think, Terry, is that if the people have got time to do this, they need to jump into that grand jury, because that grand jury could have lots of power, and they can take a look at things that perhaps are being glossed over through the media, because the media doesn't have the abilities to do the research or put the people out like the grand jury does. I think it might be something a lot of people in different organizations ought to be interested in.
Oh, I think so too. And anything at this point, your segment this morning on California, your gentle rant, I guess it was.
Gentle?
You're so right.
I must have missed something there.
How much more can they do to us?
Well, that's it. You know, we're at the level where let's just pile on just a little more here. And this, a carbon tax of 15 cents per gallon, we're already paying the most any place in the states. I mean, it's just another burden for the, you know, they talk about the middle class, why the middle class is getting hammered. You know, if you're rich, it really doesn't make any difference. But if you're the one that's having to go to two or three jobs and drive from spot to spot because your multi-transit or your rapid, you know, your transit system doesn't work, and it doesn't work in this town very well. I mean, it works, but not that well. Then you've got to use this. So now you've just taken $100 out of your pocket. The whole thing is ridiculous.
It's crazy. And when you stop and think about the fact that Brown has been talking about this windfall of $18 billion.
Yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
based upon a 26.9% revenue increase from taxes. And it's all coming to life. I mean, people really have to wake up.
Yeah. I think they are.
I don't know how much more that we can take.
Anyway.
I guess the time has come for 51, huh, buddy?
Well, you know what? I think that, I think more and more people are getting into this, and it should be. Representation. That's important. Hey,
absolutely.
Terry, thanks a lot. Gotta run.
You bet.
All right.
Hey, Bob, what's the weather look like today?
No rain in sight rest of the week. Mostly sunny today. High of 66, low tonight 46, and it's going to remain that way through the week. But by the time we get to Saturday, we could be seeing high temperatures near 80 degrees. Currently, it is 51 in Reading. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793. They offer senior and veterans discounts.
You know, one of the things about when you go into this daylight savings time, is that you lose an hour of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my sleep number, Ben, and my number's 35.
Well, I've noticed that number's kind of descended.
Well, you know what? Sometimes, the other night, I went to sleep and it was 100. And this is how good this bed is. I went to sleep at 100, and I still slept. But my number is really like 50 down from that, you know, it worked great. And here's the other thing. I've been doing some research on it, and it's just not just sleeping in it that has convinced me. But the Consumer Reports rates the sleep number bed is number one.
Mm.
Number one in this latest issue of Consumer Reports. And you can't beat that. Not only that, but it's been clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality. It's with the exclusive dual air technology. That means that Linda's number, which is 45, and mine, which is usually 35, we sleep on a different firmness in the mattress. So we sleep better. We sleep longer. And if we wake up in the night because Elk Killer thinks there's something trying to get through the door and barks, then we go right back to sleep. I can't say enough about that. But right now, the all new Sleep Number Classic series with Queen mattresses are starting at only $699. Now, how much is a good night's sleep worth? And you figure you're going to be sleeping on this mattress for decades because it's made in America. It's guaranteed. Trish Clark had hers for over 10 years, and it is still working just the way it was when she bought it. And the way it works with the dual air technology, you've got to try it
to really, really understand it. So head on down to the Sleep Number store, and which is in the Target Shopping Center, and you go down and see Brian or Janice, and they're going to show you how Sleep Number works. And right now, you can save $400 on the popular Sleep Number P5 bed also. There you go. Sleep Number. We use it. We believe in it. And we've been having a great night's sleep. And we hope you all will try it out too. Hey, you know, my guest today is Debbie Sprague. And she is the author of Stranger in My Bed. And it's a story about post-traumatic stress disorder and the trials and tribulations that she had with her husband, who is a Vietnam veteran, and Randy. And how this, and what happened through this. So good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Carl. Good to see you again.
Well, it's good seeing you. You've been a busy, busy lady here over the past year, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, Debbie Sprague is going to talk about who she is, the book, and all the things that have happened in this past year since you published this wonderful book. Has it been over a year now? It's been, right?
Not quite. It came out June 27th, so.
Okay. So
not a year yet.
Not quite a year yet, but I tell you, it's had a big impact on a lot of people. We'll be right back. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, our guest Debbie Sprague, Stranger in My Bed. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and it's 8:15 in the morning.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Hi, I'm Andrea Abraham. My husband Dilgesh and I drew up this business on paper napkins on the island of Cyprus 5 years ago. And now we've opened our furniture store in the heart of downtown Reading, Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects. We're so excited to be here. We have brought artisan furniture and whimsical gifts from around the world. Please come by and see us. You can call us 361-6727 or visit us online, indwellinghome.com. Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects, 1760 California Street, where dreamers come.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott.
It's a good day. 51 degrees out there. The time is 8:18 in the morning. And this portion of our show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition right off. Right there in the Cypress Shopping Center. What can I say about that? At largest selection of natural foods and supplements, in-store deli, 4 nutritionists on the staff. These are just some of the things that, some of the reasons to head on down to Orchard Nutrition. They also have classes on health and diet. They have in the store raw and organic foods. They label their foods. They believe in a healthy lifestyle down there. Amazing Foods for Life launched from there. Gluten-free foods they can get right there at Orchard Nutrition. Give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. And just to answer a question out there is that sometimes we have contracts that say we have to have a certain commercial at a certain time for a certain length of time. That's all I can say. Anyway, Debbie Sprague, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you were on our show last year a couple of times, and you were in the middle of writing this great book, Stranger in My Bed. And I had the honor, and it was truly an honor, and it still is, to be able to write something for the dust jacket there. And I may have been replaced by this point by somebody much more famous, but the story is about your travels when your husband, who you've been married to for several years, the post-traumatic stress started. Is this correct? Am I semi-correct here?
You are totally correct, and you are still on the back of the book, and you will always be there.
Oh, it's an honor. It really is, because this book is so good, and it can help so many people. And it doesn't mean just because maybe your husband or spouse was in combat, but for other things too. So tell us about it.
Well, it's been pretty amazing. In 2000, I met Randy, my husband. We basically fell in love at first sight, got married. Things were wonderful until late 2003. And he started changing. He started getting very moody, very angry. Everything about him changed. And long story short, he ended up being diagnosed with PTSD. So 30 years after his time in Vietnam, all those memories, all those horrible things that he experienced came back.
30 years afterwards.
30 years yeah. afterwards. He started having nightmares, screaming in Vietnamese. I woke up more than one time with a fist in my face. It was really tough. We went through a long period of a lot of difficulty. Fortunately, another vet found Randy, took him by the hand virtually into the Veterans Service Office, and Randy started getting help,
mm-hmm.
which was wonderful. But I was still kind of hanging out there, not knowing what was going on. His PTSD changed me as well. I became really depressed, angry at him, resentful, and that wasn't who I was.
Right.
So I started looking for help, and one of the places I found help was with an organization called Family of a Vet. I thought I was out there all by myself. None of my friends, none of my family really understood PTSD. You know, I got the, oh, it's just an excuse for bad behavior.
Oh, yeah, you hear that a lot. You hear that a lot. You hear the fact that, oh, you know what, he's just using it as an excuse. Not true.
Those of us who live with it on a daily basis would invite anyone who doesn't believe that PTSD is real to come live with us for a week, and you will very quickly find out that that is a very difficult problem, both for the veteran and other people that that suffer from it, as well as their families.
And it's something that it's treatable, but it takes a lot.
It is treatable. There's a lot of different things to treat it. There's not one thing fixes everything. Randy's come such a long ways. But he was told that he would never be 100% cured. His therapist told him if he was 50% better, that would be the best they could hope for. So here we are 10 years later, and I have to say it's so much better. Between medication and therapy, and really learning how to cope with all of his symptoms. You know, he's done a lot of work to learn how to keep himself calm, how to, you know, deal with
Yeah, because a lot of it is you go from 0 to 100 in like a second.
And I've experienced that, and several others have, where things take over when you're, when something happens, you just immediately, you go someplace else. To be able to hang on to that, you know, and remember where you are is some people can do it easier than other people though. It depends, I think, on their experiences and how, you know, their grounding and how well they're grounded. And some people are very well grounded, have, and you would never know they have a problem. They hold it bad for so long, like Randy, that when it did, it burst loose. And you know, then you had to get it. You had to get it all back in the jar.
That's true, because a lot of times when you're a workaholic, you kind of are able to hold that down because you've got other things going on in your life, but. Once it decides to come out, like it did with Randy, it came out full force.
Wow. And this book was, it's also a salute to Randy that he just let everything out. I mean, you've told everything in this, and Randy went along with that to try and help people.
He did.
Did it help him too?
It did. It's been amazing how much it helped Randy. And I just am so honored that he had the courage to let our personal life get out there in front of everyone. And in the last 7 months since the book came out, the people who have come to us and said, you know what, you wrote about me, I'm in your book, I've done everything that your husband did. And to
are they still married?
Some of them are and some of them aren't. One man came up to me and said that, you know, he was in my book, and he said, I now know what an angel my wife is. She's been married to me for 45 years, and until I read your book, I had no idea what I was putting my wife through and everyone else around me.
It's the book is great for anyone. This is from Sungold. For anyone who has a family member with dementia, Alzheimer's, and even epilepsy. All these cause personality changes and depressions. Isn't that interesting? I didn't realize that, too, so they can use it. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself, though, Debbie. I mean, you aren't a psychologist or you weren't trained in this when it started.
I was running a travel company when this all started.
Good training for this, huh?
Oh, very good training.
I don't know. having dealt, you know, talking to the people that have travel companies, you probably run into a lot of weird people. So, you know, I talked to our friends down at Avante, you know, taking this trip, in August. It's like, but the people they deal with, and, you know, they tell stories, they never give names, but you sit there and you think, wow, you know, this is a full-time job. So you were in a travel company and this started. And what happened then?
Well, I just, you know, I started looking for help because I really didn't know how to help Randy. I thought when he went to therapy, he would start getting better, because back then nobody told me that when he started with therapy and they started having him pull up and talk about all his memories, that everything was going to get worse. And it got really, really bad. I didn't know if I was going to be able to survive. You know, it was so very, very hard. And I finally decided to go see a therapist who told me, you know what, you've got PTSD also, and you just need to walk away.
Yeah, and the therapist meant walk away from your marriage.
Walk away from my marriage. So I walked away from the therapist and thought, okay, I need to find somebody that knows more about PTSD. Maybe this therapist really wasn't qualified in that area. So I did some research, found someone else that specialized in PTSD, saw them for, I don't know, 5 or 6 times along with Randy. And 1 week Randy couldn't go with me, and the therapist said, I know that you want to stay in this marriage, but you've got PTSD as well, and you know, you're young, you've still got a life ahead of you, you just need to walk away.
So you had two therapists who, and one who was supposedly an expert in PTSD, say to you, walk away.
Right.
You know, this is not going to get any better. Walk away.
Exactly. And that wasn't the answer I was looking for. I loved my husband.
Sorry. I'm sorry. That's not exactly who I am. So.
Well, you know, it wasn't his fault. He was 19 years old, went to Vietnam. You know what? He went and served our country. he ended up with problems. So how could I just walk away from that?
Well, a lot of people could and probably, you know, and never worry about it. But obviously, Debbie, you're made of different material than a lot of people. And there's a lot of people that hang in there too.
Right.
But you took your experiences there and what happened next? I know that you started an organization, or did that come after the book? You know, the helping people.
That came along with the book.
Okay.
It was actually one of the reasons I wrote the book. I started volunteering for several different organizations. I started a support group here in Reading for other spouses that are living with PTSD. I've been volunteering for another organization, Family of a Vet, for a number of years. What I really wanted to share today with you was my brand new announcement, which I'm so honored.
And that's what we're going to do, is take a quick break. I was taking this to the half hour, and we have a great announcement. This is a huge, huge honor for you and for everything you've done. So we're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Debbie Sprague, who is the author of Stranger in My Bed, and it's combating PTSD with returning warriors. But it can be used for anybody with PTSD, or as Sungold has said here, a lot of the techniques for people that are suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's or other things too. We'll be right back right after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse, reminding you that in accordance with California state law, if you currently live with a person who is prohibited from possessing firearms due to state or federal law or mental incompetence, you must lock those firearms up to deny access, or you yourself can be charged with a crime. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today for your CCW and CCW renewal training. 999-1822, or visit us at readingccw.com to read our reviews or register for a class. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabod. Linda's on sabbatical. The time is 8:32 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors, veterans. It's the cheers of barbershops. Head on down there. It's a great place. I was down there Friday. And it's, I can't ever remember where I had better haircuts or better company than Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest, Debbie Sprague, author of A Stranger in My Bed, has, you know, we've been talking about that. We've been talking about, PTSD and the story of what brought all this on. But since publishing the book, you've had a lot of things happen.
I have. It's been very exciting. Probably the highlight to point to this time was getting to go, being invited to Washington DC, this past September to speak at a Warrior Family Symposium. It was sponsored by MOA, which is Military Officers Association of America. And I spoke in front of about 500 people, and I was the Vietnam Veteran Era representative and talking about our experiences with PTSD and how, you know, sometimes you come home from war with no visible wounds, and sometimes those wounds that are invisible don't show up for many, many years. So we just need to understand that they're there, and they really can show up at any point in your life.
Well, you know what? That was a big honor to go back to MOAA. But you've had another one just happened. Can you talk about that, the Elizabeth Dole Foundation?
I can, and I'm just so honored. Last week on March 6th, the official national announcement was made that Senator Elizabeth Dole has a foundation called Caring for the Military Caregiver. And she started her foundation in 2012, and in 2013 she brought on 20 fellows. And the fellows are basically Senator Dole's face throughout the country, and the face of the caregivers, the military and veteran caregivers, who are pretty much invisible. A lot of times we don't realize and we don't think about when our veterans come home and they have problems, lifelong problems, that somebody needs to take care of them. And so Elizabeth Dole has started the foundation, and this year her goal is to have a fellow in each state. So she brought on another 23 fellows this March.
And these fellows will represent the face of the people helping our veterans that are suffering from either traumatic injuries or post-traumatic stress disorder, or is it just post-traumatic stress disorder?
No, it's any type of injury.
Every type of injury.
Physical injuries and traumatic brain injuries, PTSD, whatever our soldiers coming home with that.
And it puts a face on our caregivers, essentially. All right. This is great. What an honor. So she just brought on some more, and?
And so I was invited to be the Elizabeth Dole Foundation Fellow for the state of California.
This is wonderful.
So I will be representing the caregivers in California, but also nationwide. And some great.
So you represent all of California in her foundation then?
Yes.
Because of the work you've done?
Yes.
That is just spectacular. I mean, it really is. It's spectacular when you think about how huge one the state is and how big this is, and that, and, you know, God bless Senator Dole for trying, you know, for bringing light onto this. You know, we have a lot of people paying lip service to it, but don't do anything. And then you have people that are fighters that go out to help our veterans like you and so many others, and you get to represent them.
Thank you. So some exciting things coming up in the next few weeks. Part of what Senator Dole is doing is she has brought on the RAND Corporation to do a study, because the numbers of caregivers, they've been pretty invisible. So the RAND Corporation has been doing a study, and those numbers are going to be revealed on April 1st at a special press release. On April 9th, there will be a special reception at the White House for the fellows and other partners that Senator Dole has brought on to the foundation. As she's reached out to private, nonprofit, the faith community, and the new partners that are coming on will be announced at the White House. So I will
be at the White House.
I will be at the White House on April 9th, and that is so exciting.
Wow. That's cool. That's, you know, but that's great. And that's, well, it's important. And I'm glad that it's making the White House. Yeah. And, you know, for, that it gives the impetus to this, and it shows the magnitude of what's going on with our caregivers, but also that how important it is that they be recognized. And you, I know, I know you well enough to know is that you will represent our caregivers here in California so well.
Thank you so much. The other activity that we'll be doing while I'm in Washington, D.C., is they're scheduling appointments for each of us. So they will be setting up appointments for me to meet California congressional representatives on the next day. And then the congressional, we'll have a congressional reception for us, for the caregiver fellows later that day.
Does that mean you get to meet Senator Feinstein and Senator Boxer and all the congressmen and women on that day?
If they're there, I will get to meet them, yes.
Oh. I have some sealed envelopes for you with some questions. Okay. We'll just let that one go.
Okay, Carl.
All right. We'll just let that one go. It's my my post-traumatic stress of the elections is showing up again. I don't think there's any cure for it either. Well, there is a cure. We'll see what happens in the next election year. You know, Debbie, I've gotten to know you over the last year, and I think Randy brought you to our attention and saying, hey, look, this is what my wife, and you know, okay, here's some, my wife writes a book, you know, but then you gave me the book, you know, it was in a binder, and when I read it and I went, whoa, this is something big here. And it has been big. This is probably one of, and I know it's been touted as being one of the books for a family to read. And not only on just post-traumatic stress, but handling a lot of different other issues in people's lives. One of the questions here, is getting over PTSD. And it's a life, it could be a lifelong journey to do that. Depending on the person and the instances. Randy, and I talk to Randy because I know Randy and I admire Randy. It's been how long now? When it started coming out and manifesting itself. How long has that been now?
It's been almost 11 years.
And he's 50% better? 60%? I mean, I know it's hard to say that, but he has gotten better though.
He has gotten better.
And it's a progressive thing.
It is. He's gotten better, but if certain times, if he's under stress, if he's tired, certain situations will trigger him. And sometimes he doesn't know what those situations are, and sometimes I don't.
Sometimes it can be a smell.
Exactly.
A smell, a sound. It could be, you know, for us, you know, for a lot of the young men and women, I shouldn't say us, a lot of young men and women when they're driving under a overpass. After being in Iraq, that driving over an overpass is immediately, you know, swing over two lanes so that you don't come out in the same lane that you were, that you went underneath the bridge so they can't drop a grenade on you. Other things are just boxes alongside the road. You know, it can trigger something because they were hiding an IED. There's all types of things that trigger it. And, sometimes it's just rudeness in other people. I mean, I know it sounds strange, but it could be that. Remember that, Bad Bob. Wayne, just remember that. I could be triggered. Anyway, I just warn everybody, and I just want to put it out there in front of everybody. Rudeness can do, you know, you cut through that stop sign on me, who knows? I turn my truck into a battering ram, you know, and push you all over the street. What's next? What's next for Debbie Sprague? I mean, you've reached this, you've written this fantastic book. It's, you know, one of the books to read, you know, for family suffering PTSD. You've had all these honors. You're the representative for California for the caregivers.
You know, so what's next? There's got to be another book coming out. There's got to be like a follow up. What is it? What's coming next? Don't tell me. I'm going to go for a break first, and then you can tell me as soon as we get back. All right.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, I'm with Debbie Sprague, author of Stranger in My Bed, has just been nominated or just been named as a fellow for the Senator Elizabeth Dole Foundation for helping our veterans.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642, because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, the time is 8:46 in the morning. It's 51 degrees out there. Phone lines are 605-4567. Hey, head on down to Four Winds Jewelry, right on 2225 Hilltop Drive. Estate jewelry that you cannot match. Loose diamonds, loose stones, and Leonard and Associates will give you just absolutely, absolutely the best deal on any of the jewelry he has there. And the only trained certified watch repairman in, and I say man because he is a man, instead of person, in Reading is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Good prices, honesty, we'll find anything you're looking for. If it's not there, you describe it. He'll have it, he'll find it. And the other thing is, jewelry making can happen through Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Good friends down there. Okay, Debbie Sprague is our guest, and we're talking about, where is Debbie going after this? where's, I mean, you've written a book, you've had, you've talked in front of thousands, you've been appointed the Elizabeth Dole, a fellow from her foundation, and what about now? What happens now?
Well, Carl, what I'm working on now, you know, within weeks of when my book came out, people are saying, just like you just asked, are you writing another book? I do have a few things in mind, but what I'm going to do first is I think there's a next step beyond the book in terms of, for those that don't know or haven't read my book yet, the first part is my personal story of Randy and I, how PTSD affected our life. And then there's some great educational information about PTSD. But the final section is an 8-step program to help those people living with PTSD, the spouses and the family members. PTSD can be contagious. And as I told you, I was actually diagnosed with it. And often it's easy to kind of lose yourself, not take care of your health and your wellness. So my 8 steps is to help caregivers and spouses take care of themselves. So right now I'm developing some programs, some workshops and seminars and teleseminars. I'm working with several large VAs, San Diego and some other ones across the country to develop programs that they can use in their support groups for spouses and families.
Well, that's the next step. So you can start building a groups cross country that can help. Based on what you've learned and what you've said.
Exactly. I'm only one person, and I'm trying to be able to teach other people what I've learned so that in turn they can teach other people and they can start creating support systems.
Because it takes more than just one. I mean, it takes, you know, and you've had like people, wives you've talked to, or I guess it could be spouses you've talked to, that are under the PTSD thing. I mean, and you do this weekly when you're in town?
Once a month.
Okay. It's a monthly group that gets together and talks about your experiences and how to handle it and how to work with that.
Right. I also do a weekly blog talk radio show, specifically for military and veteran caregivers that are living with TBI and PTSD.
Well, how do people get a hold of that?
You go to blogtalkradio. Mm-hmm. /familyofavet.com, and there's an archive of all the past shows, and those shows are on Tuesdays at 4:30 to 5:30.
Okay.
And
we don't usually give these types of plugs out, but this is a good plug to give. Blog Talk Radio. It's on the computer, right?
Right. It's on the computer.
Right. And so give that again.
Okay. Blog Talk Radio /familyofavet.
Okay.
And you'll find all the past shows. And also you can go to my website, which is astrangerinmybed.com, and I've got links to the radio show on there as well.
How do people get your book?
You can get my book from my website, astrangerinmybed.com. Our local Barnes & Noble carries it, amazon.com. Or you can give me a call, and I'll be happy to
deliver it to your house.
Deliver it to your house. I'm also available to speak. If you have a group that would like more information about PTSD, I would love to come and do a talk for your group.
Sure. Okay. You know, that's great. And how do people get a hold of you for that? Through your website?
Through my website, or you can feel free to give me a call at area code 530-247-0170.
Okay. Well, let's go to the phones here. Randy, good morning. Randy, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
This is the other half of the Sprague family here.
Well, the bad half.
Yeah, the dark side is.
Yeah, the dark side.
I've known Randy for several years. You know, met him on the golf course and, I thoroughly enjoyed watching him play golf because he can, I mean, when he's on, Randy can crank that ball down the fairway there. And then he's the one that kind of got me, introduced us to Debbie. So what's going on with you, Randy?
Well, I just wanted to add my 2 cents worth, to the interview. This is really all about Debbie, and I just wanted to add a couple of things. For one, her blog radio show was picked up by AFRN, Armed Forces Radio Network, and is now played worldwide.
Great. Super. She didn't tell us that.
Well,
that's big.
So
that's
she's
big.
She's got so much going on in that cute little brain of hers that sometimes things get by. I don't know why. She's only working 12, 15 hours a day. I've never seen anything like it. I've worked with some real good people in my life, and she's just relentless, just like a pit bull.
You can tell that, and as sweet as she is and as soft-spoken, obviously, once she gets her teeth into something, she's not going to turn loose because having two psychologists tell her to cut you loose and all the other things that are thrown in front of her. Plus, I'm totally sure you're an ass a lot of times. I clean that one up. Most of us are. They've been in combat, and we come back, we have various foibles of our personality, and they come out at various times, but yours was, as you said, were tremendous. So she hasn't given up on that. And then you're right, she hasn't told us that her blog radio goes out throughout the Armed Forces Network, which is important because wives and spouses, it's not just wives now, it's spouses of those who've been in combat, listen to it. So
yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
Somebody asked if PTSD can be, can you ever get over it, Randy? What do you think?
No. No, you'll never get over it. You can improve with, some medication and techniques that they teach you to, what I've done is I've learned, what the triggers are and what situations, that will fire those off at any time. And so I avoid those, and Debbie has recognized that, going to a party, for example, where there's a bunch of people in attendance and it's crowded and noisy and busy, I try to avoid those, and she understands. And so she's missed out on a lot of social engagements, where she'll end up either going by herself or choosing not to go at all.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure that I don't get put in a situation where I go off. So that's one thing that she's learned to help me with out of the many.
Well, you know, I think that hits a lot of us in, and I can tell, and I think I've said it on the show before, when I went to see Weird Al Yankovic. We were up in the top row, not in the top row, we were up in the first row in the balcony. And when he started, if anybody has ever seen the Weird Al show, it starts off with a lot of noise and flashing lights.
Oh boy.
The white flashing lights that are right in your face. I had to leave.
Yeah.
And I had to walk downstairs, take a few breaths, walk outside a little bit, and then come back and sit down because I was having a tough time with that one. And,
Well, you immediately, probably go to that place. You were in Fallujah, for example. One of the other places. I know you were in Nam too. And
I was not in Vietnam. That is the one.
You were not.
I missed that one. I didn't miss anything since then, but I missed that one.
Yeah.
And my heart goes out to everybody that was in Vietnam because it was the turmoil of our warriors when they came back was perhaps more than it was when they were there in many cases. We salute you all because you all didn't have the advantages that after the war that everybody else did because of what happened with you. Anyway.
Well, ultimately I was diagnosed with a level of 80% PTSD alone.
Mm-hmm.
And was told that, if I was lucky, if things worked out well, I could reduce that to a 40% level, which I think I've come pretty close to that, except for those days that I'm just having a bad day, and then it's back up to that 80% level again.
Yeah.
But we just try and avoid those situations and yeah, know that it's going to be there forever and
work at it.
Just
work
learn
on
how to
and have somebody better. Have somebody beside you that loves you as much as she obviously does.
Oh, so, it's you know, it's like all any other, I won't say mental disorder, but when you have a problem like sets with TBI or PTSD, and there I go. See, I'm losing the train of thought again.
That's okay because that's the story of my life, and I get paid for it. But we got to run there, Andy. We're getting ready to get off the air.
Thanks a lot, and I love my girl. She's just an amazing woman.
Yes, she is.
Why I fight so hard every day to do the right things to keep her with me.
Well, thanks a lot, Randy.
Thanks, Carl.
You bet. Deb.
Carl.
Thank you for so much for what you do and continue to do.
You're so welcome.
We'll have you back on again and as we go along here. And after you've been to the White House, you can come back and tell us about it. I've got some cards that we can give to the president and some of the others out there to give me a call later on if they want to find out what's going on out here in the hinterlands where we cling to our God and religion and guns. Anyway.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Okay. Amazon, you get your book on Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, your website, Stranger in My Bed. You'll speak to different groups of people. Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome. It's such a pleasure always to be with you, Carl.
Great. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Indwelling, right on California Street, 1760 California Street. Great furniture, things you've never seen before.
Well, I won't.
Tomorrow, got some surprises for you tomorrow. You're just going to have to wait into tomorrow. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. We had the good guys in here today, that's for sure. And we'll see you tomorrow.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Many questions, but no answers yet when it comes to the fate of the Malaysian Airlines jumbo jet that vanished over the South China Sea. We do know that two of the passengers boarded the plane with stolen passports. One of the two has reportedly been identified, but the man's name and nationality have not been released. Security analyst Philip Baum with Aviation Security International.
I've long been a proponent of profiling. If you prefer to use the term behavioral analysis, I'm sort of okay with that.
He spoke with Britain Sky News. No wreckage has been found. Investigators say an oil slick in the South China Sea is not from the aircraft. As Russia defends its invasion of Crimea, it now claims that eastern Ukraine is descending into lawlessness.
I think they're using that argument to set a predicate for possible further military intervention. The question is, are they serious or not? It's really fluid. We just don't know.
Russia expert Andrew White.